This is John Batchelor. Conversation with Jeff McCausland, Colonel Jeff McCausland, United States Army retired, CBS News, about the battlefield, about drones versus artillery. Jeff speaks of a new drone on the battlefield called the Lancet, used by the Russians. It's very cheap, $35,000, and it has an opportunity to loiter over the battlefield, a 5-kilogram warhead, and then direct its fire at a tank or a armored vehicle, proving effective because there are many of them, and so far the Ukrainians have not found an adequate block. However, Jeff makes the point that artillery is a completely different battlefield weapon. He emphasizes the word mass. Here's Jeff.
No, it's not a heretical statement at all, because the drone can be used for strike, a so-called kamikaze drone. But one of the most effective uses from an artillery perspective for a drone is observation, because it can loiter over the battlefield with a camera and help you pinpoint targets. And I've even seen weapons we've had in past where you could laser designate a target using a drone or using a helicopter, and then you'd have a homing device on the artillery shell to make it a smart shell to home it right in on target. But on the one hand, drones provide that kind of observation. Their advantages, I would dare say, is first of all, they can loiter over the battlefield. This Lancet drone that the Russians are using, it only costs about $35,000 per copy, relatively cheap. Has about a 5-kilogram warhead for the newest and largest one, but has about an hour's endurance that it can loiter over the battlefield. Looking for a target is a real advantage. Since it's striking targets from the top, even though the warhead is relatively small, well, the thinnest armor on a tank is on the top, on the top of the turret. So it makes it somewhat devastating because you're coming down from the top. And furthermore, it's relatively accurate because you guide it to target. That being said, if you compare it to artillery, well, the problems the drone has, it also is susceptible, of course, to air defense. And there have been massive efforts to improve our abilities to take down drones, not only through direct fire, but also through electronic warfare. Artillery, it's a matter of mass. And don't forget, John, Ukrainians right now in the counteroffensive expending 5,000 to 8,000 rounds of artillery per day. And even if you can make those drones relatively cheap, I'm not sure you can come up with 5,000 to 8,000 drones per day that you can launch and achieve that degree of mass on target. So that's one of the advantages. Furthermore, remember, John, that we've now provided cluster munitions, artillery shells to the Ukrainians. Well, even in a 155 cluster munition round, you've got 88 submunitions that you can spread out in an area targeting. If you go to larger weapons or to bombs that we can drop out of aircraft, you can have as many as 2,000 submunitions. So even for a single artillery round, you can cover a much larger area. But again, it's not a one or the other proposition, John. It's just that this makes the battlefield a lot more complicated to create defenses for. Obviously, with the drone, makes the battlefield a lot more transparent, improves targeting. And anything that improves targeting obviously will improve the accuracy of artillery.
I'm John Batchelor.